everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Well, we got another playoff game today. We are live from Baja Ricks in the Gas Lamp, and hopefully that sounds okay to you guys, because to me, it sounds super-duper hot. But listen, I'm going to push through like the professional that I am. Kind of a last-minute broadcast. We'll fill you in on all that, but we already have some Tier 1s in the house, so appreciate you guys being here this morning. And, of course, appreciate my my partners being here, my partners in crime. Paul Reindel is the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
You have a day glow keyboard.
I do.
That's really cool. I've never seen that before.
I've brought it to every broadcast we've ever done.
I have literally never noticed it, but it looks, I mean, it's very, very cool. It looks something out of Las Vegas, something a casino person would use, whatever that is. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. Good to be back.
That's hot, too.
It's
very hot.
It was nice. I took the rest of the day yesterday after the show off, which I looked back at my calendar just now. I have not had a full day off, and I'm not complaining, but since September 21st, which is quite a while now. It's like 2.5 weeks, so I figured I'd be safe. I knew there was a workout at Petco Park, but hey, it's the middle of the series. Every question that possibly can be asked has been asked, so
sure.
I figured if you're going to take a day off during the playoffs, an off day in the middle of the series is going to be safe.
That's an easy one.
You're not going to miss any giant stories. So why on earth do I look last night, and the very lead story on ESPN.com is about the Padres and Dodgers and the day off workout day press conference that I missed yesterday.
Yeah, it's funny. I wanted to go down there too, but was unable yesterday. We don't have to talk about why I was unable, but I was just, let's just say I was unable. Did you, so you took the, you weren't on TV last night?
No, I took the day off because I had worked all weekend. I worked the previous weekend, and I thought, okay, this is like maybe my last chance until the end of October to take the rest of the day off. So let's, you know, if everything goes well, I may be working every day for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, so it's definitely the playoffs when you're covering the team, and probably when you're a fan of the team as well, I would imagine, and we're both, is a little bit like drinking from a fire hose. It really is, because you're scrambling every day for tickets. You are making plans. You're trying to get time off work. You're trying to coordinate babysitters. Like I have today, I've got two separate babysitters. I got one doing this, and then one's relieving one at 5 because one can't stay late. So it is like the plates are spinning like crazy. And for our boss, Adam, as well, who's back in the Odyssey Empire Studio. Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great. You are spinning quite a few plates as well.
Just a couple.
Just a couple right now. Any plates crashing, you know, break all over the ground yet?
No, not yet. Let's see how the morning goes.
You sure?
You guys sound fantastic,
sure?
So.
Are you sure? Okay. All right. So in Adam's mind, all these plates are still on the sticks, and he's spinning them perfectly, which is great. I'm trying at home as well to make sure everything's, you know, everybody's happy and accounted for, and it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot, man. And then, you know, it's funny. I had a conversation with Paulie yesterday. I called Paulie. He was on my way to pick up my son, Taylor, from school. And we were kind of going over the show from yesterday, and it was pretty intense. It was a really intense game the night before. It was a really intense scene out at Dodger Stadium. I said to Paulie, I said, you know what, man, I'm glad we did that State of the Union where we told fans, listen, you're going to be out at Petco Park. It's going to be rowdy. It's going to be raucous. Let's be loud, but let's keep the volume, not the actual volume. Keep the actual volume up, but keep your temperature, keep your cool, right? And so I talked to Paulie. I said, I'm so glad we did that. And I said, and I want to make sure tomorrow when we take the air.
Yeah.
Padres, there we go. I said, I want to make sure tomorrow when we take the air that we just continue to preach that same message of, hey, don't do anything dumb. If Dodger fans want to fight each other, let them fight each other. But don't get in fisticuffs. Don't throw your beers. Don't throw your micheladas. Don't throw, you know, your margaritas. Just calm, right? Just like Jeff Passan told us yesterday. You know, act like big brother. So I said, I want to make sure, Paulie, we continue that message.
I think this is a chance for, you know, Padres fans to own it over Dodgers fans forever. We saw the bad behavior at Dodger Stadium, and now you show them how real good baseball fans act. You're loud. You support your team. You make it hard on the other team while you're there. But you don't fight, you don't throw anything, and everybody is happy at the end of the next days, which hopefully results in the Padres taking care of business and winning the series and not having to go back up to Los Angeles for Game 5 on Friday.
Well, and again, with that message being massively important, you know, to still keep that message, still keep the temperature down, keep the volume up. Then I saw what happened yesterday, and as I started to seethe and get angrier and angrier and angrier, you may have to. Did you bring your ball gag? Did you bring yours?
I didn't,
because I don't have one. I know you have one. I don't have.
I have
one.
His gimp mask, but well, we left the gag.
The gag. You do have the mask, though.
I do have the mask.
You may have to mask me up today because I'm pretty hot under the collar, as you can imagine, based on some things that happened yesterday. And again, going back to yesterday's Open, we talked about the Los Angeles Dodgers as an organization, as a group of players, and we talked about their skipper a lot. And I said yesterday, some of the problems with this team and organization, it starts at the very top.
Ben, you do a great job.
And he proved it yesterday. He showed his ass once again to all of the world.
Bro, it was like he was listening.
It was like he was listening.
He's like, oh, you thought that was something. Watch this.
Watch what I can do. I am incensed. I'm livid. I'm furious. He's ridiculous. They're ridiculous. If you're a Dodger fan, you should be embarrassed. We'll welcome you in with open arms. I would be mortified to be a fan of that team today. Mortified. Sick to my stomach and go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, again, really talented team. Could go out and win three games or win the next two games easily. Easily. They're a great, great team with great players. But, oh, my God, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine worse leadership at a time like this than what I saw from Dave Roberts yesterday.
Well, we will get into exactly what Dave had to say, why they submitted video to Major League Baseball to review Manny Machado's actions during Game 2, and I am assuming that nothing is going to come of that. There's been no announcements from Major League Baseball. I guess in some, you know, alternate reality and universe, Major League Baseball could agree with Dave Roberts and suspend Manny Machado if they saw fit for Game 3 or the rest of the series, the rest of the playoffs. I don't anticipate that happening. I think the outcry would be beyond from the Padres fans. I haven't even really heard any Dodgers fans who agree with.
Oh, I've seen a couple.
Yeah, have you seen? Did not see a mess of Dodgers fans on social media agreeing with the interpretation of Dave Roberts on what happened during Game 2 in between innings, right before the start of the inning. Was that the 6th or 7th there, right after the Jackson Merrill RBI single, after Jack Flaherty had left the game, and a ball was, at the start of the inning was tossed toward the Dodgers dugout, and the ball boy, whose job it is to collect the baseballs, that aren't being used in the field of play during the inning.
Yeah, I saw a majority of Dodger fans ripping him yesterday. They're just embarrassed again. But listen, you know, when you are a fan of a team, you know, you're it's provincial, right? I ride for my city, I ride for my guys, I ride for my skipper, whatever. It would be really hard to ride for that guy year after year. It just really, really, really would. And sure, man, every manager is going to make mistakes in the postseason. We talked with Eno Saris about it. We talked with a bunch of people about it. He's had a ton of chances. The more chances you get, you know, the more mistakes you're able to make. If you only get 5 playoff games in your career, I mean, yeah, it's different than if you have 300. You know, you're going to be able to – there's more opportunity to make mistakes. He certainly made his fair share. Certainly won a lot of playoff games as well, and has won a ton of regular season games. The winningest manager in baseball. So it does sound a little odd to say it'd be hard to ride for that guy. But when he pulls stuff like he did yesterday, and this is not the first time he's done crap like this. I mean, it's not. And we've been covering the team 6 years. We've had dozens of hours of conversations about some of the absolute BS that he pulls. And it's not, he's not some brilliant, you know, psychiatrist, you know, where he's like, watch this, watch how I motivate my team. If I'm on his team today, I'm embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, dude, did you really send that video off? You really sent that video off? The biggest, It's such a joke what he did yesterday, and it reeks of little brother mentality. Reeks of it.
We will get into all of the specifics and discuss it and hear from Dave Roberts coming up Why don't we just start doing that in our next segment? Of course, we are working our way toward Game 3 of the National League Division Series. It's 6:08 tonight at Petco Park. Michael King going to be on the mound against Walker Buehler as the series is tied at one game apiece. And we're going to be broadcasting live here from Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp all day long. We're right by the trolley stop in the Gas Lamp next to the Omni and the Hard Rock. You can find us outdoors. Listen for the sound. Just make your way on downtown and join us this morning. Annie and Elston are going to be here at 10 o'clock. Chris Ellis is going to be out here for the Gwynn and Chris program starting at 2 o'clock. So anytime you're out here, lunch break, breakfast, we are here all day long. Looking forward to seeing Padres fans joining us on another Playoff Tuesday. We were here last Tuesday, right?
We were.
Last Tuesday. That was a win. This Tuesday, let's see another win.
It's been a week since we've been here.
We are back at Baja Rick's and looking forward to spending the next 4 hours with you. Coming up here on San Diego's home of the Padres in the postseason, it is October baseball on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get a check of traffic right now with Kelly Danick. Ben Woods live at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. Jesse Agler will join us at 8:30 this morning as he does each and every Tuesday, the voice of the Padres, and hopefully a few more Tuesdays still to go here in this October playoff run as the Padres head into Game 3 of the National League Division Series tonight at Petco Park, about a block to the east of us here from Baja Rick's. We're right by the Omni and the Hard Rock and the trolley stop in front of the convention center downtown. Please join
us. There's a trolley stop down here?
There, you've heard it once or twice. That's what the bell ringing is when the trolley goes by. So let me once again just review the timeline of events in Game 2 of the series on Sunday at Dodger Stadium. I was there watching it from deep left field in the auxiliary press rows that they had set up. So in the top of the sixth inning, Padres are up 3-1. Fernando Tatis Jr. leads off and is hit by a pitch by Jack Flaherty. We talked about it a lot on yesterday's show. Jack Flaherty says he wasn't doing it on purpose. Padres tend to disagree. There's certainly some gray area in between. Was he throwing at Tatis, or was he just throwing way inside and not caring if he hit Tatis? That's kind of where I landed on it, which is probably just as bad as throwing at a guy, you know, in terms of a situation like that. Tatis comes around. Manny Machado has a chance to bring him home. He strikes out. Last batter for Jack Flaherty.
Oh, don't forget.
Flaherty screams at Manny.
Well, don't forget, Manny nodded.
Gave him a
vicious
respect.
Vicious thug nod on his way back to the dugout. A vicious thug nod.
He was tipping his cap, right?
He
often does?
No, it was disgusting thug nod is what it was.
So then Jackson Merrill singles off Banda to bring in Fernando Tatis Jr. Padres take a 4-1 lead. Inning ends. And the Padres come out to take the field for the bottom of the sixth inning. In that warm-up, Yu Darvish is still on the mound, throws his last warm-up pitch to Kyle Higashioka, who throws it down to second base, as is the tradition. But the throw bounces. And when a ball bounces into the dirt in Major League Baseball, they remove it from play. So instead of throwing it around, usually they would throw it to Manny, who would then throw it to Yu Darvish to start the inning. But the umpire gave Yu Darvish a new baseball instead of the scuffed-up one that had just been thrown by Kyle Higashioka, forcing Manny to do something with the baseball that is now in his hands but is useless to Yu Darvish. So what's he supposed to do in that situation, Woods? Throws it to one of the bat boys who collect
the ball boy, bat boy,
who are stationed generally in the front part of the dugout, right? At most major league parks, including Dodger Stadium, they're stationed there. So when a pitch, you know, is fouled back into the screen, you see them run, grab the baseball, take it out of play. It happens multiple times through every game. So that's where you throw a baseball that is not going to be in play anymore. If you're from third base, you throw it toward the third base, front of the third base dugout, which is what Manny Machado did.
Yep.
Now, none of this was caught on the FS1 cameras or during the broadcast.
Didn't hear any crowd reaction to it. Dugout did not empty at all.
Everyone was a little surprised yesterday when Dave Roberts took the podium for his off-day news conference at Petco Park ahead of Game 3 and brought up what he felt was an incident. Here's what the manager of the Dodgers had to say about Manny Machado tossing the ball back toward the front of the dugout in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Dave, last night, did the ball that Machado threw into your dugout almost hit you? And did you feel like that should have been an ejection? Because Trip Gibson went over there right away to try to intervene, but that seemed to be what sparked the jawing between Flaherty and Machado. Did it almost hit you? Did you know that
so
it came
I didn't
in
know. I didn't notice it at the time. I really didn't. I didn't notice it. I did see the video, and it was unsettling. Obviously, I have a relationship with Manny from years past. There was intent behind it.
Oh my God!
It didn't almost hit me because there was a net. And that was very bothersome. If it was intended at me, I'd be very. It's pretty disrespectful. So I don't know his intent. I don't want to speak for him, but
you just said it was intentional.
The video and the ball was directed at me with something behind it. So, but I don't know
what led
to that. I didn't see it in real time, but I did see the video.
Did you feel after seeing the video he should have been ejected for that?
I don't think they should have had a little arm around each other conversation if players can throw balls at opposing managers.
Oh my God, dude, I can't even believe this.
So
the
video, no one had seen this video, at least publicly, right? When Dave brought it up, I saw our Annie Heilbrun posted
video, by the way,
yesterday from the Annie and Elston program here on 97.3 The Fan, and it was a shot from the first base side of the field that was aimed. Well, there was the overhead shot of small players, including Manny, tossing a baseball over in that direction, and then there was a shot.
It almost killed him.
And then there was a low angle shot toward the first base dugout that sees the ball kind of bounce into the net by the front of the dugout, and then roll away, and the ball boy goes and picks it up and takes it away. So this video is now widely circulated, that, you know, most baseball fans who are interested in this series have probably seen it on social media and have formed their own opinions on Manny's intent, whether there was something behind that throw, as Dave indicated, like it was too hard for the situation. It should have been perhaps lobbed a little bit softer than what Manny did.
Question. How many times did you each watch this video?
100.
At least 100, right?
Yeah.
I was slowing it down.
Me too. I did Zapruder.
Zooming in, yep. And I go, What am I missing?
What am I missing?
What happened? What am I not seeing here? Because that looks like something that happens, I don't know, there's 9 innings in a game.
Yeah.
9 times in every baseball game.
You guys ever skip stones when you were a kid? Go out to the pond, take a little rock, and sling it across. You go, boop, 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 boop. That ball bounced 4 times before it got there. Bro, this is embarrassing. The root word of intentional is intent. You cannot say there was intent behind it. No, you can't say this was intentional, but I don't know what his intent was. Right? That's the root word of it. Dave has dug himself a huge, huge hole here. Huge. All right, redo the question. I'll be Dave Roberts the right way.
Dave, there was people were talking about a ball that was thrown toward your dugout by Manny Machado in the sixth inning, and there was a talk with the umpires. What did you see there, and what are you thinking?
I didn't see anything. I was focused on the game. You know, we're down in that situation. We got a ball game. We're still in. We're trying to win. Guys are in the heat of the moment. Jack and Manny, I heard later, were jawing at each other. That just happens. That's competition. We need to figure out a way to win a ball game. We need to figure out a way to beat this team. And we're excited about our chances going into Petco Park. It's done. Be a leader. Don't be a victim. Be a leader. That's not leadership at all. If Manny Machado wanted to hurl a ball at you with intent, you would have known. You would have known. Also, your dugout would have gone bananas. If somebody came here today and threw
now,
a ball at Ben Higgins,
did,
I'm attacking
one player
them.
Did like
one.
Jump out. Was it Teoscar Hernandez?
He raised an arm.
Jumped out and
that's
like goes, what's going on here?
It's kind of a cell phone almost on
is.
Dave Roberts' part. If that was, a vicious attack and only one out of 40 guys in the dugout, including, you know, staff and everybody, only one guy saw it and had your back.
Glasnow shook his beautiful luscious hair, and that's all you saw was like one little head shake from him, and Teoscar raised an arm, and that was it. And then Flaherty and Manny, who were already jawing at each other, continued to jaw. Be a leader, lower the volume, lower the temperature, and get your team focused. That's it. That's what you do.
Could there have been? Is there any room for interpretation that Manny was at least trying to startle them, throw it over there, you know, just the frustration? Obviously, if he wanted to hit someone in the Dodgers dugout, Manny has the accuracy and can throw a lot harder than what he did in that video.
He just threw it over to the net, dude. At the end of the day, okay, even if he did throw it, let's say 50 miles an hour and skipped it in there four times, even if it did piss them off, say something about it then. How can you be upset about something you didn't even notice 24 hours later? 24 hours later, you're like, what did he do? Oh, I saw a video.
Now, the umpire,
I'm not sure what
he said. Trip Gibson did go over, and we don't know exactly what was said by Trip Gibson, the umpire. He did go over to Manny and had a brief conversation with him, like grab him, like, hey, let's. Probably, I'm imagining.
What is an umpire's job? Is to control.
Let's try to more diffuse the tension. You feel things ramping up here at Dodger Stadium. Let's not do anything that might raise the tension level. I can't imagine it went anywhere beyond that. There's probably no, you know, threat of, hey, we can't do that again and I'm throwing you out of the game. I doubt it went to that level.
No, there was no warning.
We haven't heard any comments from the umpires or Major League Baseball on this to this point.
It just is insane, dude. And like Skip says here in the chat, he says, how do you watch that video and then come to that conclusion and then say, I'm telling
right now. We're going to take our secret video that nobody has.
Right. Nobody has
until Annie Heilbrun goes and just, however she got it, good for her.
First person I thought of was Adam Klug, who has been after us for six years to get a viral video. 6 years. And we got nothing for him.
Like, if you're at Major League Baseball and you get that, you open your inbox, and that's sitting there in your email, and you go, what are we doing here, guys?
You open it up and you go, God, I hate baseball players, man. I hate baseball players.
What is happening?
I hate managers. Jesus, you guys are a bunch of, you guys are such, I can't, there's not a word I can say on the radio, but you know what I'm saying. So I thought it was absurd. I want to keep talking about it. I literally want to keep talking about it for 4 hours.
So as you'd expect, you know, Manny Machado was then sought out to give his comment. He did mention it briefly after the game on Sunday. And didn't say much in terms of the incident.
Yeah, because I threw a ball back to the ball. Yeah, I do it 100 times.
That's
again
what he said on Sunday. Here's what he said yesterday after Dave Roberts' comments. Oh, this is okay. This is the Sunday comments.
And Flaherty said that you threw a ball into their dugout, and that's what prompted him to start bargaining.
That I threw what? I throw balls all the time into the dugouts.
Into their dugouts?
Both dugouts. I mean, they have bad boys. You know, you throw the ball back in there. So, I mean, you try to hit our best hitter, right? Get him out. You can't get him out. Don't hit him.
Yeah, so that to me says, yeah, man, I was barking at him after he hit Tatis, and then at the end of the inning, I threw the ball into their dugout, which I've done 100 times. Dave made this molehill into a mountain. And now it's an even bigger mountain. And I want to talk about the repercussions of this next.
All right, and I want to tell you what Dave Roberts' actual problem is, because he's got a bigger problem than even this. We will continue to discuss. Well, you know, usually you usually end something with a gate here.
Ballgate.
On a Tuesday morning from Baja Rick's Cantina. We're live in the Gas Lamp. Ben Woods and Paul, please come on down and join us. We're here all day long with 97.3 The Fan. So last week we were eating the giant golden sombrero seafood platter, which was absolutely amazing. But I just do want to, I was just looking at the breakfast and brunch menu here at Baja Rick's, and it's fantastic. Huevos rancheros, chilaquiles, breakfast burritos. Please, if you stop by, bring an appetite. Food here is tremendous all day long with 97.3 The Fan. I know we've got some of the TV cameras in town are going to be coming out here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you're the kind of person who likes to appear on local television, as I am, you can kind of join us down here and find your way into some of those shots. Maybe even someone will interview you as a Padres fan on the street.
Very excited to see our beloved Heather Lake from Fox 5 come down. They're going to be here about 7:30. So if you're on your way to work, Stop by Baja Rick's. There's a parking garage right next door. It's $5. Literally, $5 to park there.
It's free parking until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, free parking until 10 on the street.
Even the meter, you don't even have to feed the meter until 10 o'clock.
Look at that.
I found a spot literally 100 feet away.
So you will not be staying after to shake hands and kiss babies, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, you know, you made me stay and hug last week, about everybody.
And who was pitching that night?
That was Michael King.
Who's pitching tonight?
That's Michael King.
Michael King again.
Well, you know what we need to do then.
We need to ramp it up. Instead of hugs, we'll do French kiss Ben, and I'll do $10.
$10 for a French kiss, $5 for a French kiss. Hug.
What about a little nipple, little nipple work?
It's fine.
No?
We're good.
Right.
We're good. We're good.
All right.
We are talking about the Dave Roberts comments and Manny's toss into the dugout in Game 2 of the NLDS, and Woods has got some thoughts. I think maybe the most important takeaway of this entire somewhat sordid discussion yesterday, and I think Woods has the most important take of all. We'll get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So the only reason that I can figure that Dave Roberts would do this, because I don't think he actually feared for his own safety.
Right, because he never saw it.
Because he never saw it.
He never noticed it. Never.
And, from what we've learned, you know, ball players do tend to just respect the heck out of Manny Machado. I would think that the reason that he has brought this up is that his own team does not have any organic cohesiveness or fire, and he sees that, and he is artificially trying to create something for his team to rally around, because they clearly didn't seem like they were rallying in Game 2 at all. They have not rallied the last couple of postseasons. They have gone out quickly and early in the playoffs after winning the most games in the regular season. And he sees it potentially happening again, and he's going, I've got to do something to try to get my team fired up and fighting for something that is beyond just winning games, because what we have been doing has not been working. That's the only thing that I can really see here making any sense as to why you would bring that up yesterday when your fan base hasn't. It's not like the Dodgers fan base was screaming, what are you going to do about Manny Machado and that ball? And so no one even knew
about it. Nobody noticed it. Nobody saw it.
So you don't have to bring it up at all. You could, if you really wanted to handle it privately, you could. But the reason you go public, you're trying to galvanize a team that is not galvanized. And while the Dodgers are incredibly talented, filled with many good players, Shohei Ohtani doesn't strike me as the ultimate teammate sort of guy. He's the ultimate talent sort of guy at the top of the lineup, but he's not necessarily, you know, rallying around. Mookie also feels like a guy who is in the middle of a giant slump. He's in his own head. He talked about it a lot yesterday. Freddie Freeman is hurt and, you know, not at 100%. They don't really have, from my at least outside viewpoint, that same cohesiveness we've seen with the Padres. Padres didn't have it last year either. But they have it right now, and the Dodgers do not. And Dave seems like, I am trying to create something here. Maybe grasping at straws, but I'm looking for something to create to galvanize my team for the next couple of days.
And so the inherent difference in that and what he actually did is this. You could have used that incident or non-incident privately to your team to say, look what this guy did. Look what he did. This is how much he disrespects you guys. I don't know if it's going to work at this point. You can go out, you can get tossed by the umpire, you can argue balls and strikes. We all know Dave's favorite place in the dugout is the top step. I've never seen a manager on the top step yelling and barking at umpires and players more than Dave Roberts. And I'm talking for years. How many times do they cut to him and he does the head to the turn face and he's barking and barking and barking? He did it in game one. What he's done now, though, is when you take that video that is nothing, that you did not notice, and you send it to Major League Baseball, what you did is you just put a target on Manny's back for the national media. What you did, you took an easy target in Manny Machado, a much maligned superstar that, by the way, everyone is really familiar with his incident with Josh Donaldson 11 years ago. Everyone is really familiar with that. Everyone's familiar with his incident with Jordan Ventura, you know, 10 years ago. We all remember that. We all remember when he lightly dragged his foot across his buddy, Jesus Aguilar's foot, We remember the national fallout from all of that. What Dave did is he went, huh, who's the easiest target on this team to make a villain out of? How about Manny Machado? Now, I had seen their relationship over the years. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, he played for Dave for a very short time. Dave would walk him intentionally, and you'd see Manny turn and look at Dave, and Dave's like, I'm not letting you hit. It actually looked like to be some friendly banter. But if I'm Manny Machado today, I'm furious. I am furious because I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't coming at you intentionally. You didn't even notice. And now guess what? Within the first 45 seconds of the broadcast, guess what we're going to hear about? Guess what we're already seeing on social media from guys like Dallas Braden? Manny Machado villain, Manny Machado thug. Manny Machado has busted his tail to be better, to repair anything he's ever done. You know, he plays hard. He's a great teammate. He's a leader. He's a leader in the community. Dave Roberts going
after. He's the Roberto Clemente Award nominee for the San Diego Padres.
What a villain.
He's also one of the most, when it comes to being a ball player and appreciating his opponent.
Yes.
I don't know that I see anyone appreciate opponent more than Manny.
People get mad at him.
Who tips his cap more to the other team?
Who gives more guys a hug at third base?
Yeah.
Everyone, our fan base gets mad at him because he's over there with Mookie hugging and the other guys on the team as well. You know, people get mad at Manny for that. But other ball players, Trevor Plouffe came out a few weeks ago and said, dude, that guy's got massive respect from guys around the league. Who does the 21-year-old rookie sensation on our team rally around? He put on his Instagram yesterday, that's my MF about Manny Machado. Right? So tell me about a villain. Tell me about a bad influence, man. That's such garbage that he would single out Manny for that, knowing he knows exactly what he's doing. And that is such a tired move in a series of tired moves by Dave Roberts. And I hope this blows up in his face, man. Now, the one thing I'll say, Padres have done a really good job in Manny's comments yesterday. Adam, do you have Manny's comments? Oh, no, we just have the quote. Does somebody have the quote, what Manny said yesterday about all of this? He was now asked about it again, and he had to go back and you know, re-answer the question. And it was essentially, I talked about this yesterday, guys. I'm moving on. We got a game to win. That's the way you handle it. Dave sending that video to MLB is, it's unreal. It's absolutely unreal. So, again, you kick the hornet's nest again. And now, if I'm his player, I'm like, oh, God, dude, what are we doing? We just want to play baseball. We need to get our S together, man. I need
bottom of the first Manny home run, and I want a 30-second trot around the bases.
Yeah, he would deserve every second of it, man. And you know what's funny? We haven't even mentioned this in 2 days. I can't tell you how little of a problem I had with Shohei Ohtani's home run and rips his bat to the Padres dugout. And you haven't heard one Padre say anything. You haven't heard one media member say anything. Why? Because it was badass. It's badass. It's showmanship. It's Jerks and Profar going into the stands, jumping up and down. That's showmanship. This is entertainment. This is a game. If that had happened, if we did that to Dave tonight, what are we going to get? FBI on the field? It's absurd, man. And you're taking focus. You're not focusing your team. You're not rallying your team. You've now made this whole beehive down here even more mad. So expect it loud tonight. Expect the volume to be very loud. And, you know, you better hope your players rise to the challenge created for them. It's already hard enough to win in the postseason without crap like this.
When Dave Roberts says clearly that team over there, they like the villain type
Such a punt, man.
Feed off of that. To me, that's a there really aren't any heroes or villains. You know, the other team is always the villain.
Right.
Your team is always the hero. That's how it works in professional sports. Have there been some teams that have been maybe had two or three guys that are a little dicier than others and then, you know, embrace that villain role? In the past it has happened. But the vast majority of ball players are just ball players. They're out there, they're competing, and they're trying to win. Teams are not heroes or villains. They are simply your team or the other team. And your team's the hero of the story. The other team is the villain of the story. But the national media, they're the one who try to create the narratives of the villain teams out there.
And I agree with you, Woods. I think it's irresponsible of Dave Roberts to make those comments, especially about Manny Machado, because that's something that will now be brought up next year and the year after that
forever.
As you know, as a part of Manny's legacy as a ball player, completely unfairly and unjustly. And my guess would be that in a quiet moment, in you know, after this series and postseason is over, Dave is actually going to look and feel kind of bad about that,
and
realize that that was not the right thing to do, and he has brought some sort of a storm onto Manny Machado that Manny does not deserve and does not need to deal with.
I mean, guy's been around baseball for 100 years. He's managed a million games. He's won a World Series. He knows. He knows exactly what he did yesterday, and he knows it. He woke up. I thought about him last night. And we've all made wrong turns in our life. We've all made wrong decisions and went, oh, God, I got to live with the consequences now. To listen to his sheer lack of accountability again yesterday, if I'm a Dodger fan, I'm like, come on, bro. Like, just tell me we're going to win. Just tell me you're going to have the team ready to play. Just tell me we're going to handle little brother Padres. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear, well, Manny might have thrown a ball. I saw a video, and I don't know his intentions, but I think there was intent, and there was something behind it, but maybe there wasn't. It's just such poor leadership, man. It really, really is, and it's really disappointing. And if I'm Manny Machado, dude, remember a few years ago, we had just started covering the team, and Eric Burns went off on him on MLB Network, and Manny posted a video. And I think Manny had a couple of pops that night. He's like, unbelievable, man. Burns.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And he's Wasn't like, it Plesak?
Yeah, it was Burns. Burns and Plesak, yeah. And he's like, well, this is ridiculous. And now that snowball, you see, you spread misinformation like this, and you see it run and run and run and run and run, picks up steam. And the next thing you know, what's the over-under tonight? 2 minutes for Joe Davis? He already brought up Fernando's transgressions the other night. It's just insane. It's insane when you talk about how they're spinning this.
I was just going to bring this up. This goes so far back to 2020 and swinging on the 3-0 pitch.
Yes.
When, you know, Fernando was made out to be a villain for doing essentially nothing again. You know, this is a constant theme. And part of it is that, obviously, the Padres do rub other fan bases the wrong way with how enthusiastic and celebratory they can be. There's no doubt that Jurickson Profar is an irritating player if you're cheering for the other team. You know, Fernando Tatis Jr. has no problem giving it back to the fans when he takes it. I don't think he starts it, but he's more than happy to play with them and give it back.
He's a showman.
And ultimately, Major League Baseball is not going to do anything about this because they're going to see that the ratings for this series are going to be off the hook, even better now after all of this controversy. This only stirs up and adds to the attention and the spotlight and makes people want to watch baseball more. So ultimately, baseball's not going to do anything toward Dave Roberts or Manny Machado because they love it. They love it. It's theater. It's drama. It's storylines. It has people talking. And, you know, they're just going to reap the rewards of more eyeballs tuned into the game tonight on FS1.
I loved a couple big leaguers coming out yesterday and saying, yeah, I mean, when's the first, you know, players never chirp fans. And fans, we all know that fans never chirp players either, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with chirping and all that. But when it gets into this and you're sending video to the league office, you should be embarrassed, man. You really should.
Did watch both of the American League Division Series games yesterday, and both of them had their fair share of drama. We will talk about those and continue our look at the National League playoffs as well when we come back. Hour number two from Baja Rick's Cantina. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.